As the winter flu season approaches, health officials are working on anti-flu strategies. One place to check, last year's Winter Olympics. The Olympic Village in Salt Lake City was a perfect venue for an epidemic. But doctors at the University of Utah tried a new anti-flu strategy, and it worked. NPR's Richard Knox reports on the strategies that kept athletes competing and how those strategies might prove useful for non-Olympians this winter.
In setting up the medical clinics for the Salt Lake City Games, Dr. Merle Sandy had to confront a common misconception about treating the flu. Organizers wanted him to stock plenty of antibiotics.
And I said, well, why are you using antibiotics? It looks like it's mostly viral infections.
Antibiotics don't do any good against viral infections, but try to tell that to an anxious athlete with fever and chills.
You know, the general consensus was that people at the Olympics want an antibiotic, we should give them an antibiotic, and it's not unique to the Olympics.
Sandy says this kind of thinking is common, even among doctors.
Physicians think, well, this is my patient, and I want to do the very best I can for them, and, you know, who knows, maybe there's a possibility, maybe it's 1 in 10 that they have a bacterial infection, and since antibiotics don't do any harm, why not go ahead and give the patient an antibiotic? And what's happened with that sort of loose reasoning is that we've seen the emergence of resistance.
And when people get infected with resistant bacteria, antibiotics don't work anymore. Sandy and his colleagues decided to offer something better than antibiotics. They use quick tests to determine if flu viruses were emerging in the Olympic Village. Then, when athletes came in with classic flu symptoms, sudden fever, chills, aching muscles, they offered an antiviral drug called oseltamivir. Sandy says antibiotic use at the Olympics plummeted. He was amazed by how much.
Because we really made no attempt to say don't use antibiotics. But I think the reorientation towards, hey, these are viral illnesses, was in itself psychologically an important point.
The antiviral drug made the sick athletes recover faster. And the doctors went one step further. They prescribed the drug to exposed teammates, and it prevented them from getting the flu.
I think that what the group at Utah were trying to achieve with the Olympic athletes makes a lot of sense for the public in general.
Dr. Frederick Hayden is a flu expert at the University of Virginia. He's a paid consultant to makers of antiviral drugs.
The antiviral drugs are underutilized currently, both in this country and elsewhere. We know that on average, influenza afflicts about 10% of the adult population each year, and probably a higher proportion of children, so that we in this country experience tens of millions of cases each year.
Yet U.S. doctors prescribed antiviral drugs for only a tiny fraction. Hayden says wider use of antivirals would get millions of flu sufferers back on their feet more quickly or prevent them from getting sick in the first place. In Salt Lake City, antiviral drugs saved the day for one Olympic team. Sandy refuses to say which one. A third of the team got sick. The whole team went on antiviral drugs. No one else got sick, and the team went on to win several medals. But Sandy doesn't want to claim credit.
I would hope that we've kept some athletes healthy that could have been sick. And so I guess you could say that there were medals won because of our interventions. But I sort of hate to take that hyperbolic approach.
Sandy says the International Olympic Committee doesn't like to hear that drugs help win medals. Richard Knox, NPR News.